Let's turn in our Bibles to the first chapter of the book of Revelation, the last book of the New Testament. I just thinking of this chapter and thinking of the fact that here was a man exiled, a man put away as an evildoer, and yet God prepared a special preview of heaven for him. I was in the Spirit, the 10th verse of Revelation 1. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and I being turned saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like snow, white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. And his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. Amen. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. Oh, what a vision of Amen. Christ. Yeah. And we can hear his voice now at this table. We can see his face. And we can be embraced in his love. Yeah. As our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed, some brother will lead us in prayer. Yeah. A prayer of thanksgiving.
Yes.
And thank God. His love is more than tongue can tell. Amen. Let us give thanks.